All right, welcome to the Unreal Tournament release party here at Epic Games in Cary, North Carolina.
Okay, we have some.
We're a little late. A little applause here.
Woo! Come on, everybody.
Everyone's eating pizza right now, so it's a little difficult. Apologize for the delay, but the whole gang's here doing all sorts of stuff.
No.
What's that, Mark?
No DE guys are here.
Oh, no DE guys. And no GT guys.
Yeah.
That comment for those of you who
they're busy shipping the game.
We are happy. Anyway, check out the feature page there on Planet Unreal. Should be pretty apparent by now where that is. And we're here with Tim Sweeney to start off the live portion of this. How you doing, Tim?
Great.
Why don't you slide over a little bit? Is he in the camera picture there, Dave?
Yes.
All right. This is a very scientific operation. So how are you feeling on the release of the game here? How's the feeling here in the office?
We're all very glad that it's done, and we're happy with the way the game came out. We thought we achieved all of our major goals, and it's cool.
Yeah, it certainly is. We were in there watching Cliffy pretty much lay waste to everybody, and Jack was showing us assault mode. Something we didn't notice about assault, because I didn't see the full copy until today, was that in assault mode, if you go ahead and do capture the base in, say, 3 minutes and 53 seconds, now you have to defend it for 3 minutes and 53 seconds. That's a pretty neat twist on the game, and I think a lot of people out there weren't aware of that. Were you, Dave?
Nope.
Anything you want to say to the people out there that are waiting to buy this game and maybe are having a little trouble getting it right now?
Hang on. It'll be in stores around the world shortly. We think it'll be in most of the stores in the United States today and tomorrow, and in Europe over the rest of the week, Australia next week, we think. So it's on its way.
Well, we're all looking forward to it. Any questions coming from the chat there, Dave?
Let me take a look.
We'll try to ask some of the questions from the chat live in the air, too. And, man, I could use a piece of pizza. Oh, thank you. There's pizza everywhere. So with Unreal Tournament out now, can you tell us some of the key things that you find different about Unreal Tournament than with Unreal? Some of the important things that maybe the first-time Unreal or Unreal Tournament player would like to know about.
Well, we spent a lot of time tweaking everything. With Unreal, we had the basic formula kind of together, but the real strength of a game like this is in the details, and we've spent a huge amount of time just tweaking everything that we've done in Unreal Tournament, so it's just the way we like it. Like, we've not just fixed the network code, but made it really good now, so that it's completely competitive with Quake, and a great experience for people with modems, ISDN or LANs. It's in good shape for everybody now. Steve's done some awesome stuff with the bots, so they're playing team play really well. They're acting even more human. Not just that they're smart bots, but that they play like people do, and they're fun teammates to play with. You can play a capture the flag game with you and a few bots on your team against a team of a bunch of other bots, and it feels like a fun team play game, not just you with some dumb guys on your team. And that worked out really well. What Jack Porter has done with the graphical user interface is very cool. Makes it easy for people to get into the game and to set all of these advanced options. It just makes a big difference. With Unreal 1, our user interface was derivative of basically Quake, which took the user interface from Doom, which took the user interface from Wolfenstein. So now we've gone up to the full graphical interface with Windows and the mouse, and it's really added a lot in terms of making the game more configurable, because instead of making, like, exposing 20 options to the user, we expose hundreds, and it works out well. We've also done a lot in making the game more modifiable with the mutators we've added. We ship Unreal Tournament with about 10 mutators. Everybody's favorite is InstaJib. But that's also an interface that people in the community can use to create their own add-ons, and it's much, much easier to make a mutator than it was to make a gameplay modification for Unreal 1. So we expect there will be a lot more experimentation with that, a lot more people trying cool things and seeing if they work, and a lot more fast mods available to the community. So those are some of the key things we're pretty excited about with Unreal Tournament.
Are there any plans to allow a bot to be the leader of your team and actually issue the orders around?
I think we had some debates about that, but it doesn't seem very fun if you're being ordered around and you're like the peon, you know, and this big bot is commanding you. It seems like computers run our lives enough already without that.
Yeah, good point, except I'm such a horrible player that I'd actually like a godlike bot telling me what to do. But that's just me. What do you got there,
Questions
Dave?
Are, where did you learn to program?
Okay.
And have you ever met John Carmack?
So, where did you learn to program, Tim?
Oh, let's see, when I was 13, I got an Apple II Plus computer, and I learned to program in Apple Basic then. I proceeded on from there, learning assembly language, and then eventually got an IBM and learned C and Pascal. But really, with the Apple, everything I learned from reading the little tiny manual and just experimenting, which is the one true way to learn to program.
And the other question was,
have you ever met John Carmack?
Have you ever met John Carmack? Okay, have you ever met John Carmack?
No, I saw him once at E3. You know, ran up to him, shook his hand, and said, "Hi, I'm Cincinnati. Hi, I'm John Carmack." And everybody had to run off in different directions because we were going to meetings. I've never had the chance to sit down with him, which is unfortunate because that would be really cool. I think we'd both enjoy that.
What do you got there, Dave?
Someone asked if there are any netcode changes between the 3.4.8 demo and the release.
Yeah, there were some improvements. With the latest patch for the demo, we found that server performance decreased. And a lot of people with servers that were just like running marginally before noticed that it wasn't nearly as good. So we improved that a bit with the release version, and we're going to be working on some more server-side improvements over the next few weeks, and we'll probably have a patch that improves server performance more later on. But besides that, the network code is pretty much the same, other than just some minor tweaks and bug fixes based on people's feedback. We've gotten a ton of feedback from the demo, and we've incorporated most of it into the final game. So that's worked out pretty well.
Any other questions from the chat there?
Says, ask him about Unreal's visibility pre-calculations.
Oh, now we're getting into this stuff, huh? What, Carmack wrote that in? Wait a minute. Check that IP address quick.
Yeah, really.
Visibility calculations. Did you say? What?
Tim, what kind of house is going to buy with this royalty? Jesus. Come on, guys.
How about some good questions out there in the chat? All right, Tim, we'll let you go. Thanks for sitting down with us for a few minutes. And, congratulations on the release of the game. I think that's great. Oh, one last one?
With all the added code that makes to make things easier for newbies, was there anything that was cut out that you had originally planned that the hardcore gamers would have preferred?
So did you cut out any code because of the newbies that the hardcore gamers would have really preferred to have you left in?
Well, no. What you'll see we did with Unreal Tournament was we have just a huge, huge, huge number of options. So wherever we're at a point where we had to make a decision, like, you know, should we make this easy for newbies or make it, you know, powerful for hardcore gamers, we usually put an option in, and we usually set the default so that it works out best for novices. But you'll find, you know, in the preferences menu and all over the place, there's just a huge amount of options so you can customize it. And because of that, we didn't have to make these weird trade-offs where we decide to, you know, favor one group of people over the other.
Something else that was good, this time we didn't get into a situation of feature creep. You guys pretty well held the line on what you wanted to do, and that was it. Even managing to include a few features at the very end. It seems every game development ends with a little logarithmic scale there, and you really have to chop it off. But it was nice to see the server browser get in there. I'm sure Jack had mentioned earlier that he's working on some other server browser enhancements, but didn't want to impact the release of the game, so you all decided that's something better left for later. But there's an awful lot in this game, and if you like the demo, obviously you're going to really love the game with all the new maps and all the weapons now. I was watching Mark use the Redeemer earlier, pretty vicious weapon. Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.